If you're a creator or an entrepreneur or a big dreamer, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to encounter challenges, trials, hardships on your journey of building that dream life. I know I certainly have, but I also know that it is possible to become unstoppable. And the secret weapon to that is truly knowing your why. And I'm not just talking superficial, like you want to buy a house or have a car or take your kids to Disney. I'm talking about the deeper soul meaning behind why your success is necessary and needed in this world. So let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome to the Align the Good Life podcast. I'm Brooke Hemingway, and around here, we like to talk about the things that matter, like how to create soul-fulfilling success by aligning your life and taking powerful, intentional action so that you get to experience the best of what life has to offer. From business to health to letting go of limits to raising babies while building dreams to relationships and real talk, we have it all here on Align the Good Life. So let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast today. It's just me, myself, and I today, and I'm going to talk about a really important personal topic that has been in my heart to talk about for a while. And I realized over the last few weeks, I'd shared a couple of stories in my communities, coaching communities, things that I have spoken at where I essentially got to share my why behind why I do what I do. And so today I wanted to talk all about your why and what it is that drives you and moves you forward. There are two books I'm going to reference on this podcast that have been integral in really touching my soul and my heart and understanding the deeper meaning behind why we do what we do. One of them is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, which is a classic. If you haven't read it, it's an absolute must read. And the second one is Jim Rohn's Leading an Inspired Life. It's actually not an easy book to find. You can find it on Amazon, but it's like a hardcover $60 sort of collector's item. But it's one of the best books I have ever written. Super simple, straightforward truths. And in both of these books, in different sections, they talk about the meaning behind what it is that we do. Because any of you listening that are entrepreneurs, that are dreamers, that are goal getters, that have a vision for your life, you are absolutely going to encounter challenges. You are going to encounter failure. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be corrected. You are going to fall into a pit sometimes. You're going to suffer at times. You are going to feel like you're crazy at times. You're going to let people down or people are going to betray you. It is going to happen. And I think part of how we get through those things is that we know going into it that it is going to happen, that the journey of entrepreneurship and creation, which is really what entrepreneurship is, but the journey of creation is going to require a lot of us. Life is going to require a lot of us. And especially when you're choosing to step into entrepreneurship, the sooner you can realize it's not all going to be sunshine and roses, and it is going to stretch you and pull you and move you into places and positions and situations that you never thought you would be in and that you didn't think were going to be a part of the journey. And so if we could first and foremost just accept that entrepreneurship is beautiful, that being a creator, being someone who makes something and puts it out into the world is a beautiful thing. And it's a part of our human nature. We were created to create, but we have to accept that just because we've chosen to step into the calling to create, to be an entrepreneur, to be a person of impact, we have to accept that just because it's the right thing to do and we know in our soul it's the thing that we're supposed to do does not mean that God is going to sprinkle a little wand over you and it's just going to be this beautiful, easy, simple yellow brick road. That's not the way that it is. And it certainly has not been the way that it was for me. I often share my story in entrepreneurship starting out 8.5 years ago in network marketing as my primary entrepreneurial endeavor. It's a business I still have and I love and just totally, you know, see the brilliance in that field. And it's expanded into many businesses and many things that I do now. But I often, share that story and how messy it was and how much rejection I got and how I wasn't good at the things that I needed to be good at first and how I continue to learn and I continue to make mistakes and I continue to fail and I put money and time and effort into things that don't always pan out. It's a part of the process is learning what works, what doesn't work, being rejected, being turned down, being betrayed, being being, led down a road that's not quite the right road. And it's all for learning and it's all for growth. But today, I wanted to share with you why I'm still here. Why, after 8.5 years of being an entrepreneur, I still show up. I'm still present on social media. I'm still recording podcasts. I'm still doing events. I'm still growing my businesses. Like, after almost a decade, why am I still here when I've certainly encountered a lot of professional and personal hurdles? A lot of things that would literally stop people in their tracks or be like, you know what? I'm just gonna step back. I'm just gonna enjoy my residual income. I'm just gonna coast. I'm gonna cruise. I worked hard to build this. I don't need to do it anymore. Why am I still here? I can tell you the number one reason I am still showing up in the marketplace. I am still creating content. I am still speaking. I am still trying. I am still putting one foot in front of the other is because of the deep connection I have to the meaning behind the work that I do. And the meaning can also be equated to your why. Why does it even matter that you listening to this podcast are doing what you're doing? Why does it matter that you don't give up on your dream? Why does it matter that you continue to dedicate yourself to incremental improvement, to getting 1% better, to not giving up, even if it's super slow, like painfully slow? Why does it matter that after you get rejected, you get up the next day, you put your clothes on, and you get back to it? Why does it even matter? Well, first and foremost, I believe that all success is spiritual. And success is an individual definition. I might define success differently than you might define success. And so you have to define success for yourself. What does success feel like, look like? What is the experience of success to you? To me, success looks like having the freedom to make the decisions I want to make in my life for myself and for my family. Success looks like joy. Success looks like love. Success looks like continual growth and expansion. Success looks like impacting and helping more people. Success looks like leaving my imprint on the world. Success looks like having time to enjoy life and live the good life, right? That's like why we're here. Success to me doesn't look like hustle, 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 grind, grind, grind. But I understand that some of success is going to take some periods of hustle. And so I want you to first define success for yourself. And then, secondly, I want you to think about how success is a spiritual pursuit. Because you see, success is not just a series of steps. And if you follow the formula and you do A, B, and C, you'll get D. Those of you that have a successful business, you know that that is actually not true. And a lot of people will sell you on a formula. If you do A, B, C, and you'll be guaranteed D. And most often that is not the case. You're going to do A, B, and C, but you're also going to do X, Y, and Z, and you're going to try 5 million different things. And some of them will work and some of them won't work. And it's going to be excruciating at times. But what happens is that when you're in the fire, when you're in the metamorphosis of learning and growing and failing and changing, something really magnificent is happening inside of you on the soul level, on the spirit level. You are becoming a new person. And if you believe and you have any sort of faith, you understand that your success and your pursuit of your definition of success is going to require of you a huge amount of faith. And when you step forward in faith, you are going to grow as a spiritual being. And so the more faith-filled, the more spiritual you are, I believe the more successful you will be, because you will understand that success is not all about you. Success is not all about the car you drive, the money you make, the house you live in, the social media following you have, the bestseller status, et cetera. That success is so much bigger than that. Success is about impact. Success is about really, truly leaving your mark on the world and leaving the world a better place. And you understand that that's not always going to be easy. And it's going to require that you get deep, deep down into the bowels of who you are and what you're made of. And it's going to take superhuman strength to keep going. And one of the things that is going to help you to keep going, despite any of the obstacles that you come across, which can be incredibly painful and incredibly personal, is for you to understand why you are doing what you're doing. Jim Rohn talks about this in Leading an Inspired Life. And if you've been to a retreat with me over the years, sometimes I have shared this passage. It's a classic passage that I feel like everyone needs to have on repeat. And in this book, Living an Inspired Life, under the chapter Reasons to Persevere, he says, one of the things that William Butler Yeats once wrote and noticed was that malevolent people seem to have the most energy. Malevolent means like people that are up to no good, right? Those people that are kind of like bad-hearted or manipulative, or they're up to no good. They're just out there to get gain, right? They're out there just looking out for their own needs and desires and wants. He said one of the things Yeats noticed was that malevolent people seem to have the most energy, while good people become discouraged and doubtful of their own abilities. I know that so many of you listening here today are good people, but you are allowing yourself to be doubtful of your calling. You're allowing yourself to be doubtful of your own abilities, and you're just about ready to check out. You're just about ready to quit. You're just about ready to throw in the towel. When all these other malevolent people, people that are really self-centered, only out there for their own good, they've got tons of energy. They've got tons of fire. And what I want to do today is I want to call that fire into you. I want to call that fire into your life. And I want you to be so convicted of your why that you never flee the scene, that you keep showing up, that you keep doing the work that you're doing, that you become even more consistent, more committed, more passionate. William Yeats said this, the best lack all conviction, while the worst are filled with a passionate intensity. Do not let that be you. You be the person that has the passionate intensity. You be the person that understands so deeply the meaning behind their success, the why behind why they're showing up. You be that person so that you can have the passion. Jim goes on to say, who are you working for besides yourself? Who is depending on you? Who will benefit if you persevere and succeed? Who will suffer if you give up and stop trying? Who can you reach out to and help once you've achieved your goals? So he's pointing to the fact that, like, listen, like if you're in it for yourself and you're in it to win it and it's all about you, that's only going to get you so far. But who else are you working for besides yourself? Is it your children? Is it your spouse? Is it your aging mother who has Alzheimer's and you need to pay for her long-term care? Is it the person that you used to be that was in a domestic violence situation? Like, who is it that's depending on you, that's watching you, that needs to see you succeed, that needs to hear your messages? He goes on to say, but even this isn't putting it strongly enough. It isn't just that you'll do better if you feel you're working for others in addition to yourself. You absolutely must find reasons outside of yourself to persevere if you want to keep going when the going gets tough. I repeat, he says, you absolutely must find reasons outside of yourself to persevere if you want to keep going when the going gets tough. Hemingway wrote, a man alone hasn't got a chance. This means that you need people to help you in life. It also means that you need people to help. You need people who can become the real reasons for perseverance beyond material possessions or your financial success. What's in it for me can only take you so far. What's in it for somebody besides me can take you as far as you need to go. This is the whole point behind understanding your why. Listen, I know you want to be successful. I know you want to make a lot of money. I know you want to buy that first house. I know you want to buy that car because your car is breaking down. I know you want to send your daughter to dance lessons, but I also know that sometimes that is not going to be a deep enough, strong enough why. And I'm going to share two stories with you that are tied to my why. And it has to do with my mother and my father. And hopefully I don't get super emotional sharing these stories. 5 years ago, well, 4 years ago, I guess, a little over 4 years ago, when I did my first large event, my first large Align event in January of 2020 in Palm Springs, I had felt called in my soul to do that event. It didn't really make sense. I had just did a retreat in August for 80 women. So it was a really quick turnaround. And I'd never done a big event with a contract with a hotel and a meal and all this kind of stuff. I was way in over my head. I didn't know what I was doing, but I felt absolutely called in my soul to do this event. And so I went about planning it, and we went through this, you know, 2.5 days, and it was really intensive, and it required a lot of emotional energy from me. And I hired speakers. I'd never done that before. Like, everything was new to me. And we finished the event, and there was a line, I kid you not, of like 50 women that came up to hug me, to talk to me. Because if you come to an event where I'm at, you're going to see I'm with the people like the whole time. I'm hugging, I'm talking, I'm, you know, I'm there, I'm present. And so, you know, these women are hugging me, and I will never forget the feeling and experience I had. I don't even know who it was, but there was a woman that came up to me and hugged me and started to tell me her story with tears in her eyes. And she looked to be maybe in her mid-50s. And I looked at her, and in that moment, I realized why I was doing what I was doing. You see, I was raised by an amazing woman, and my mom and my dad, I'm so thankful for both of them. They divorced when I was 16, but most of my upbringing, when I look back, I notice a woman that didn't take care of herself, a woman that let herself go, a woman that you wouldn't see putting earrings on or makeup on or a necklace on, a woman that was always trying to survive because, you know, the marriage wasn't really great. There wasn't a lot of communication and connection, and there was a lot of frustration and a lot of things that were wrong, and there was a lot of stress. And so what I saw was a woman who didn't take care of herself, and a woman who maybe didn't stand up for herself. And, you know, with so much love and respect for that woman, I realized that I had learned a lot of the things that had come into my adulthood, where I had become low maintenance, you know, quote unquote, low maintenance, which means I didn't really care about myself. I would stay in my pajamas all day. I wouldn't brush my teeth. I wouldn't wash my face. Like, my life was just like one day ran into the next. I never put makeup on. I wouldn't put jewelry on. I never got up and got dressed in the morning. I just didn't really care about myself. And I had developed those habits that led to, of course, me being very successful in business, but also burning out and becoming super disconnected and avoidant. And I had just become a shell of a person because that's what I had seen. And so in that moment at the event, when this woman was crying and telling me her story, I realized how God was using me. I realized that I was there for the women that were like my mother. And that was the reason why. And that was the meaning behind why I had to show up, was to wake up these women, to help them know that they were worthy, that they needed to take care of themselves, that their dreams weren't foolish, that they were capable of so much more in their lives, and that they were beautiful and they were smart and they were strong. And that was a huge, huge part of the meaning and the why that continued to drive me forward to create first a 7-figure network marketing business and then a multiple 6-figure event and coaching business. And then the second story that I'll tell you about meaning and about my why has to do with my dad. And my dad was a brilliant man. He had a PhD in business and economics. He was a tenured professor at universities, and he taught business and economics, and just was a handsome, athletic man as a young man, and brilliant and smart, and also a deeply, deeply sad man, a deeply flawed man, a man that never truly loved himself and never learned how to communicate and never did the healing that he needed to do. And so he made a lot of choices and decisions that were not healthy and were not good and did not lead to a happy outcome. And my parents divorced when I was 16. And from there, I would say that my dad's life continued to go downhill for the next couple of decades. And he died about 10 years ago at 66 years of age. He had a heart attack in his 50s, not too long after my parents divorced. He had a stroke at 66, another stroke in the hospital, and he passed away. But the story of my dad is a story of unmet potential. The story of my dad is truly the story of someone who had given up on their life, who had given up on the possibility of change, who just did not believe that he could change, that he could become better, that he could create a new life. He just truly did not believe in his being that he could create a new life, that he could change. And so I know that he had this deep, deep regret in his heart and his soul for what his life could have been, that he gave up his family, that he gave up being a tenured professor, that he lived in a gross little tiny apartment, you know, at the end of his life. And he didn't have a house. He didn't have all of those things that he could have had because he just couldn't believe that he could change. He didn't believe that it was possible. And he was stuck in this fixed mindset, this fixed way of believing about himself, this fixed way of seeing himself. And he had no fight left in him. So the day that he died, January 14th of 2014, he told my brother when they knew his oxygen saturation was going down, he had aspirated, they'd fed him, he aspirated, and he ended up getting pneumonia. And it was getting to the point where they were going to have to intubate him, and he could have lived, but he had no fight in him. And he told my brother, "Do not resuscitate me. Do not intubate me." He gave up on his life, and he had so much regret in his heart. And every time we would leave my dad after visiting him, because I would always make the effort to come out to visit him every year. And as the family was growing and we were having more kids, we'd haul all the kids out, and he built this train set for our children. And we would go to the playground, and every single time we would leave my dad, he would start bawling with so much remorse and so much regret. And I know that he just gave up on his life. And I know that one of the reasons why I continue to persist and I continue to fight, even though my own self-doubts, my own fears, my own insecurities, my own imperfections, my own failures, those things don't stop me, because I picture in my head my mother and I picture in my head my father, who did not believe he could change. And he created a self-fulfilling prophecy, and he died way too young. And I'll be damned if people live their life that are in my sphere of influence that do not believe they could change their lives. And so today, I want to invite you to go a little bit deeper. I want to invite you to go beyond the car, beyond the house you want to buy, beyond the bills you want to pay, beyond the dance lessons you want to pay for, beyond the fancy Louis Vuitton bag you want to get or the shopping spree. I want you to go deeper. I want you to go so, so deep that it brings up those real emotions, those real memories, those real feelings. Like, why the heck is it that you're doing what you're doing? Why is it that this dream was planted inside of you and you cannot shake it? You cannot get it out of your head. You can't get it out of your heart. It is just in there. What is it that you have been through? What is it that you have grown through? What is it that you saw, that you experienced, that has put this deep burning inside of your soul to keep going, regardless of the obstacles? I promise you, if you get to the root of it, if you get down to the very deepest parts of your soul, and you remember what it is that's actually driving you and making you passionate about what you're passionate about, nothing can stop you. Nothing. Not people lying about you, not people betraying you, not people saying mean things about you, not people rejecting you, not failure, not tens of thousands of dollars that you've like spent in the wrong way that didn't work out. I'm listing literally all the different things that have happened to me. Not kids getting sick, you know, having disagreements, like whatever it is, like nothing is going to stop you. It is so essential that you find the deeper, deeper meaning. And typically that meaning stems back to some part of your life where suffering was involved. Viktor Frankl says this in Man's Search for Meaning. He says, "An active life serves the purpose of giving man the opportunity to realize values in creative work, while a passive life of enjoyment affords him the opportunity to attain fulfillment in experiencing beauty, art, or nature. But there is also purpose in that life which is almost barren of both creation and enjoyment, and which admits of but one possibility of high moral behavior, namely in man's attitude to his existence, an existence restricted by external forces. A creative life and a life of enjoyment are banned to him. What he's talking about is like if you're in a place in your life where you're not enjoying a creative life where like things are amazing and you're creating a lot of success and you have that like passive life of enjoyment. Like sometimes in life, you do not have that. It is not present right now for some of you. It is really hard right now. There might be some suffering, some challenges, some pain. That might be where you are. And he goes on to say, a creative life and a life of enjoyment are banned to him. But not only creativeness and enjoyment are meaningful. Not only creativeness and enjoyment are meaningful. In other words, not only success and enjoyment are meaningful. If there is a meaning in life at all, then there must be a meaning in suffering. Suffering as it is an ineradicable part of life, even as fate and death. He's saying that suffering is just a part of life. Without suffering and death, human life cannot be complete. But the way in which a man accepts his fate and all the suffering it entails, the way in which he takes up his cross, gives him ample opportunity, even under the most difficult circumstances, to add a deeper meaning to his life. It may remain brave, dignified, and unselfish, or in the bitter fight for self-preservation, he may forget his human dignity and become more like an animal. But here lies the chance for a man either to make use of or to forego the opportunities of attaining the moral values that a difficult situation may afford him. And this decides whether he is worthy of his sufferings or not. The truth is, every single one of you that is listening to this podcast has been through hard things. You've been through suffering. You've been through disappointment. You've been hurt. Things have happened in your life. It's up to you what you make of it, though. It's up to you the kind of life you choose. It's up to you if you will take that suffering, that pain, that thing that happened, that way in which you grew up believing. It's up to you to take that thing and to really earn that suffering, to really embrace it and make meaning from it, to make that your why. And maybe it's that so you can help other people to not have to go through the thing that you went through, or so that you can help to carry people through the thing that they're going through, or so that you can break generational chains, right? Whatever that reason is, suffering is present. You've been through it. But what you do with it next, the meaning that you apply to it, the why behind why you're doing what you're doing, is the most important thing, the most important job you have in your life. I know that there's a deeper meaning and a deeper why behind why you need to be successful. And I know it goes beyond your physical comforts. I know it goes beyond your physical things that you own, your house, your cars, your jewelry, your clothes, etc. And I know that if you find out the deeper meaning of your why, you will become so unstoppable and so impactful and so successful. And that is my invitation to you today. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode to be helpful and inspiring to you, I hope that you'll share it and share the link and spread the word. It would mean the world to me if you would rate and review the podcast. The way that you do that is you scroll to the bottom of Apple Podcasts where you can rate and review and pass it on. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Align the Good Life podcast. Around here, I'm all about building community, connecting great people with incredible ideas, positive mindsets, and big dreams. And that's what Align was all about this year. We just wrapped up our annual event. This time it was in San Antonio, Texas. And if you've seen the reels, seen the pictures, read the posts, you know it was out of this world incredible.
There is nothing like like-minded, like-hearted people coming in the room for the purpose of growth, for the purpose of expansion, and for the purpose of alignment. Every single speaker, every single detail, and every single person in that room was there to play full out, making a commitment to their future and believing in better. So, I don't know if you heard the news, but we've already dropped the location for 2025 and we're already over half sold out 1 year before the event is even happening. So I want to encourage you today to head over to AlignEventsLive.com to grab your ticket to Align 2025. We're hosting this event in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. That's right. Plenty of sunshine, good vibes, amazing people, incredible content, and a transformation that you will never forget. We're up-leveling and taking things to an even bigger level in 2025. So mark your calendars, January 22nd through the 24th of 2025 in Phoenix, Arizona. Align is going down. And hey, one more thing while you're at it. If you love this episode, if you appreciate what you're learning here on the Align the Good Life podcast, if you could drop a rating and write a review, that would mean the world to us. And then if you want to take it a step farther to help us spread the word, go ahead and copy the link and share this episode in your stories, on your social media feed, and let's help more people to find their alignment and live their very own good life. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening into the podcast today. If you loved it, a review, rating, and share on social would be epic and helps in spreading the word. Everything I create is in the hopes of helping you advance your life, energy, and business.